Good afternoon.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
Hey, doing okay. How's everyone there?
We're doing well. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us.
Yes.
All right. Tony, start us out, unfamiliar position a little bit for the Colts right now. What, in your opinion, has contributed to this 3-4 start?
Well, for us, it's probably been inconsistency. When we look at the things that have really kind of caused this, a lot of penalties that we don't normally get, a lot of turnovers, things that we're doing that really cause you to lose games. And we played well in spurts, but we really haven't played that good, consistent football that we need to play to win these games, and we've got to get back to it pretty quick.
How unusual is this situation? Usually when these two teams are facing each other, you're undefeated, there's sort of AFC supremacy on the line, and now both teams are sort of hanging on by their fingernails, fighting for position here. How odd is it?
They're doing a little bit better than we are, but I would say, neither of us play it up to our expectations so far. And this is going to be a big game, pivotal in a lot of ways. And when you're fighting like this, you've got to get wins and get a streak going. And that's where we are. We've got to get it turned around quickly and playing a very, very tough opponent to try to do that.
Tony, it sounded like after the Tennessee game, it sounded like you were almost conceding the division to them. Was that an accurate read on?
Well, I think realistically looking at it, we have to look at it that way. We've got to really focus ourselves on improving, on playing consistently, on getting the win streak going. And if we can get a streak like we've gotten in the past and roll off 6 or 7 in a row, it still may not be good enough to win the division. But that's okay. If we can get ourselves playing well and get hot and be in that wild card race, we'll be in good shape.
Is it different for you as a coach with a team that's scratching and clawing?
Lately it has been, but it seems like this was a position we were in a lot. I think my last 3 years at Tampa we were 3-4, and we fought back every year and got in the playoffs, and 1 year ended up stringing together a good streak and going to the championship game. So it's not something that I'm unfamiliar with. We just haven't been this inconsistent here in quite a while.
What do you take from those experiences in Tampa than that's applicable here?
Well, the fact that NFL football is really still all about November and December. If you're playing well that time of year, that's what counts. The Giants proved that last year. I think Pittsburgh did a couple of years ago. You don't want to dig yourself too much of a hole, but certainly the season isn't over September 30th or October 30th even.
Tony, how much has the problems on the offensive line contributed to your overall problems this year?
Surprisingly, our offensive line has played, they've been pretty solid and pretty consistent. Even our young guards, when they were starting, both those guys did a pretty good job. So I don't think that's the biggest thing. We've had, inconsistency in our passing game. We've had penalties. We've given up big runs on defense, things like that. So, we'd love to have our veteran offensive linemen in there the whole way, but that hasn't really been the major problem.
How much are we still seeing the effects of Peyton not having any time in training camp and in the preseason games, or are there problems?
That's hard to say. I'm sure that's there to a certain extent, and that's been part of it. But, we're playing Baltimore, and we throw a 70-yard touchdown pass, and we have a holding penalty. That really doesn't have anything to do with Peyton being in training camp or not. So it's not everything, but I'm sure he's not as sharp as he would have been with a normal full camp.
Tony, as you've watched the Patriots and specifically the quarterback, Matt Castle, what has stood out to you maybe specific to Castle?
Well, they're doing a great job, as they always do, of playing to people's strengths. And I think they've kind of found what he does well. He's developing that chemistry with Welker. He's making less and less mistakes every week, and they're keeping the ball. They're controlling it with the short passing game. He's getting them into the right plays, and so it's been impressive, and I think he's gotten more comfortable every week. That's kind of what it looks like on tape.
Tony, what improvements have you seen in the development of Anthony Gonzalez?
Anthony is understanding what's going on around him more than anything this year. He's understanding defenses, how people are trying to play him, where he fits in the total scheme of the passing game. And, again, he's getting more comfortable week in and week out with just not only his routes and what he's supposed to do, but with everything else around him.
Is there a big difference having Bulletin there instead of Sanders in the way you guys play defense?
Not really. Melvin's played well. You know, he's filling in for an excellent player, but you don't change a whole lot, you know, in your scheme or what you ask that person to do. And Melvin has played well for us.
So he's dropping down into the box and doing a lot of things Bob did, or is Bethea doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an update? I know it's early in the week on a die. And Sanders possibly playing this week?
It looks like they're going to be able to play. Adai, Sanders, and Hayden, they're all scheduled to practice today. They went through the morning walkthrough and did fine, so we expect to see them out at practice, and if they have a good week of practice, I think all three of them will play.
And is Ryan Lilja coming off PUP at any time?
That's what we're hoping so. Ryan hasn't been able to get out there as quickly as Taiwan Hagler, and we're still kind of fighting through things with him. We haven't activated him yet, but we hope to do so soon.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks.
All right. We'll see you guys Sunday night.
All right. Thank you.